You are welcome to Digital Skills Mastery Lab. In this episode, we'll be talking about why you need to learn cloud computing. Let's begin by defining the term cloud computing. It refers to quite a wide area of information technology that covers data center facilities, virtualization technologies, hardware infrastructure, software infrastructure, and the concept of software engineering. In a much simpler terms, we can define cloud computing as the access to several computing services like analytics, software, servers, databases, and much more over the internet. In practical terms, the technology can simply be explained by the services being offered by big tech giants like Google. As a user with a Google account, you can access your files in Google Drive and Gmail without necessarily storing them in your personal computers. This is how the cloud computing technology actually works. It would be nice having at least basic knowledge of various types of cloud deployment model. This will help you understand the concept of cloud computing much better. We'll be looking at three different models. The first is public cloud. Public cloud is a highly recognized model of cloud computing, and it is a publicly accessible infrastructure. The cloud service provider is paid for the services it offers, like storage, computation, networking services, and cloud-based development environments on the internet. It is designed with a pay-per-use approach. For developers and those of you interested to be app developers, a public cloud is an ideal place for development and testing. There are popular global public cloud service providers such as Google App Engine, Microsoft Azure Services, Amazon Elastic Compute Cloud, and the IBM's Blue Cloud. The next is private cloud. It provides organizations the benefits to assess the flexibility and advantages of cloud computing without relinquishing control over their data by maintaining on-premises data center and infrastructure which is located behind the company's firewall. This could be mainly for prevention of possible infraction on compliance and also security needs. In this case, the organization will be responsible for managing the infrastructure. And the last is hybrid cloud. As the name implies, this is the combination of two models. A company enjoys computing environment that connects private cloud services and public cloud into a single flexible infrastructure for running the organization's applications and workloads. Some organizations prefer to have some data in the public cloud and keep some of their projects in the private cloud. This model suits the disaster recovery plan of most organizations. It is mostly chosen to meet business needs. The flexibility of the hybrid cloud model is attracting the attention of more companies who are knowledgeable of the value of cloud computing technology. There are lots of hybrid cloud vendors. We'll mention just a few. We have Microsoft, Amazon Web Service, Google, and IBM. We'll also be looking at some effective ways you can use cloud computing to achieve business goals. First, infrastructure as a service. It makes available basic storage, network, and compute resources to clients on a pay-as-you-go basis over the internet, and this is done based on the demand for it. The option of the pay-per-use scheme is a huge cost-saving decision because you will not have to bother on acquiring, managing, and maintaining the IT infrastructure required to achieve this business objective. The next is multi-cloud. It allows companies to use multiple cloud services from different cloud providers. You are allowed to use a mix of software, infrastructure, or platform as a service. This gives you the opportunity to harness the advantages of each of these various services and also enable you to avoid being restricted to just one vendor. Then test and development. The test and development environment is a popular use case scenario. They are readily available environment by cloud vendors that can meet your specific needs. And finally, cloud storage. Cloud provides you the possibility of storing heavy files and retrieving them from the internet at any time. You don't have to be bothered about maintenance of infrastructure. This can be a good means of backing up your data. It would be a good idea to always be well prepared for the dynamic and ever-changing digital world and the opportunities it presents. A big question that will come to mind when you're ready to learn cloud computing will be, how do I learn cloud computing? In this digital age, there are different ways of acquiring a new skill, but you have to be highly committed to learning and avoid distractions as much as you can in order to make the learning experience an interesting one. You can get a degree in cloud computing. If this is a good fit for you, then I would suggest you check out Purdue University Global Accelerated Cloud Computing Degree Program. The main advantage you will have when you enroll in a cloud computing program is that it will be much easier to prove your credibility. Sometimes you may have deep skills, but it becomes much easier proving your proficiency to some potential employers when you have a degree. It gives the reassurance that you studied cloud computing, and this can also provide you with an advantage of advancing your career faster. Alternatively, you can also learn from Amazon Web Service, Udemy, Coursera, edx.org, LinkedIn Learning with lynda.com content. Some top cloud computing skills you can develop includes cloud security, machine learning and artificial intelligence, cloud deployment and migration across multiple platforms, database skills, and developmental operations. The advantages of cloud computing provide a better alternative, which has made the term cloud computing to gain widespread use over the last few years due to its increasing usage in lots of big industries. Cloud computing is one important skill that will help you as an employee to stay relevant. It will improve your chances of making meaningful contribution to your organization's business. If you can create out the time, it will be helpful to you. Reports from notable market research companies show favorable growth in global cloud computing market. This market growth can be attributed to factors such as big data consumption and digital transformation in various industries, increase in the adoption of 5G, artificial intelligence, Internet of Things, and much more. Let us be reminded that the increase in the number of remote workers due to pandemic is favorable to the cloud computing market. If you are interested in increasing your earning power, creating sound skill sets in cloud computing will improve your chances of being highly sought after by businesses who are prepared to pay you for your skills. This has high possibilities to open new doors for you. Some current in-demand cloud computing job titles include cloud engineer, cloud consultant, developmental operations engineer, software architect, platform engineer, data engineer, and full stack developer. Generally speaking, cloud computing is gaining high level of popularity because of its numerous benefits. This has been Digital Skills Mastery Lab. Thank you for listening. If you have questions, please don't hesitate to send a mail to digitalskillsmasterylab@gmail.com.